May we have no fear showing compassion for the least among us. Amen. Our gospel for today is about being concerned for others. And out of this concern comes the caring of others. And it is also about being vigilant. Certainly, there are many things happening in our country that give us cause to be concerned about and to be vigilant about. And we are a faith tradition that holds that the kingdom of God is both here and yet to come. Jesus tells us God's good pleasure is to give us the kingdom, and that we must be ready for Jesus at any moment in our lives. And quite frankly, human beings have a terrible track record of caring for the kingdom of God that was given to us to live in. We see it every day. Trash along the road. In the last year, the death of 40,000 honeybees in upstate New York, and they don't know why. The United Nations just issued a warning that climate change is threatening the world's food supply. Fracking, strip mining, pipelines. And while human beings have a terrible track record of how we treat one another, 3 mass shootings in 1 week. In Arizona and Texas, you can go to jail for providing water or aid to immigrants at the border. We put children and adults in inhumane detention centers. We raid businesses looking for immigrants with zero concern for the children who will come home to no parents. No parents. What exactly is a 6-year-old supposed to do when they get home and finally realize their parents aren't coming home? A Mississippi news station reported that children finished their first day of school with no parents to come home to. Babies and toddlers with no guardians to pick them up. Children, some who are as young as toddlers, were relying on neighbors and strangers to pick them up outside their homes after school. Jesus tells us where our treasure is. This is where we will find our heart. Our country needs to find its heart and its soul. Jesus tells us to be watchful, and we are to be watchful by being concerned about others. None of us have to agree about our politics. However, as followers of Jesus Christ, we do need to agree that there is a right way and an inhumane way to treat human beings and how we care for our lands and to act accordingly. Being a Christian is about actively doing God's will. Jesus, through his actions and words, exposes the ugly injustices and then offers us a radically distinct alternative. And it's very hard. It's not easy. Jesus' radical alternative is that we love. Presiding Bishop Michael Curry preaches about the way of love often. And I'm going to share parts of a sermon he preached at the Hutto Detention Center in July of last year. The presiding bishop shares, "Allow me to say, we do not come in hatred. We do not come in bigotry. We do not come to put anybody down. We come to lift everybody up. We come in love. We come in love because we follow Jesus. And Jesus taught us to love. Love God. Love your neighbor. Love your liberal neighbor. Love your conservative neighbor. Love your independent neighbor. Love your Democratic neighbor. Love your Republican neighbor. Love your neighbor who you don't like. Love your neighbor who you disagree with. Love your Christian neighbor. Love your Muslim neighbor. Love your Jewish neighbor. Love your Palestinian neighbor. Love your refugee neighbor. Love your immigrant neighbor. Love the prison guard neighbor. Love your neighbor. The presiding bishop continues with, "We come in love, in love." I would submit that the teachings of Jesus are to love God and love our neighbor. And this is at the core and the heart of what it means to be a follower of Jesus Christ. And we must be a people who reclaim Christianity from its popular modality, from the way it is often perceived and presented, to a way of Christianity that looks something like Jesus. And Jesus said, "Love God and love your neighbor." That is the core of our faith. That is the heart of it. And we come because we are Christian, and the way of love calls us to be humanitarians. It calls for us to care for those who have no one to care for them. And we come because we don't believe that a great nation like this one separates children from their families. We come because we believe that this nation, conceived in liberty, dedicated to the proposition that all people are created equal. We believe that we must call this nation of America back to its very soul. We are here because we love this nation. Because if you really love somebody, you don't leave them the way they are. You help them to become their best selves. We are here to save the soul of America. The presiding bishop concludes with, "God loves you. God bless you. And don't you quit. Don't you get weary. God bless you." We too are called to unmask injustice and violence, and to offer alternatives to the violence and injustice all around us. And that means our actions and our words are to come from a place of love, the place of seeing Christ in everyone, of being a community that God uses to transform the world by providing it with an alternative to its own self-centered, violent ways of existing, and that is to love. Amen.